in and out in under 10 seconds. Perfect smash and grab. Our boy Tomas really knows what he's doing.
Perhaps you could try not to sound quite so enthused.
Crime is my day job. I'm just admiring his technique.
The main awareness caught the robbery, but no cameras saw Tomas and his crew getting into the car, which was reported stolen 2 days ago.
So the cops haven't ID'd him yet?
I'm fairly certain that the NYPD isn't the only agency trying to find them. Their modus operandi matches that of a highly successful team of thieves that the Interpol has dubbed the Hole in the Wall Gang, for obvious reasons. In the past 7 years, Tomas and his team have hit over 50 high-value targets on 4 continents.
So Tomas is a real bad boy.
Which means that he is probably our perpetrator.
A guy like this might be willing to kill to take down his next score.
Or our target might be someone who already knows Tomas' secrets. Marco Yeftich was the only member of Tomas' crew to ever get caught. Picked up by the police after a robbery in Prague, 10 hours later, he died in custody under suspicious circumstances.
So maybe Tomas isn't above bumping off one of his own.
Well, they're not the most trustworthy bunch. Max Dahlgren and Hendrik Langfelder both had well-documented issues with authority. And Katya Rachenko has a long history of drug abuse.
It appears that we have inadvertently captured a group of notorious criminals. Should we turn them over to Interpol and call it a day?
We're here to stop violence, okay? Not recover stolen jewels. If we move before we know what Tomas is up to, then this whole thing could go sideways and we'll miss our chance to stop it.
She won't get a look at him anymore.
Are you trying to make me kill you?
Let's try to stay focused on the murder that Mr. Kuroa is poised to commit. To uncover his plans, we would need to have a man on the inside, or in this case, a woman.